The plan offers some new ways for the LCRA to manage the type of extreme drought we've seen in the last year. For one thing, lake levels in the Highland Lakes would be checked twice a year to gauge if there's enough water to send downstream to rice farmers in South Texas, says LCRA spokesperson Clara Tuma.
So you would look at the lakes on January 1st, and if the lakes were above a certain level, you would send water downstream for a first rice crop. Then you would look again on June 1st to see if water was available for a second crop.
Up until now, lake levels have only been checked once a year, a fact that raised alarm in the Highland Lakes communities when levels dropped dramatically in 2011. But that new rule and others have rice farmers downstream worried about the future of their profession.
It can mean disaster.
Haskell Simon is with the Farmers Advisory Committee. He says rice farmers won't get enough water if the drought continues under the new plan.
I'm not sure what the final form of the plan is, but the way it was being formulated, there would be consecutive years where no water would be made available for irrigation of our crops down here in Matagorda County.
Simon says the rice farmers want the new rules to be phased in gradually while the LCRA builds new floodwater reservoirs for the farmers further downstream. But people in the Highland Lakes region say the farmers have already received more than enough concessions.
They basically have weakened the plan enormously from a basin-wide perspective, but they very much strengthened the amount of water that they were getting.
Joe Carteter is president of the Central Texas Water Coalition.
We want recovery time that will allow the lakes time to recover so the lakes are usable again.
While the plan may get some fine-tuning, one thing is growing more certain by the day. Texas' historic drought has left lake levels too low to send water down to the rice farmers this year. Under normal conditions, they would have been getting water for their first crop starting March 1st. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.